thank you, dear ladies, each of you, for your inspiring thoughts. They were all really endearing, so thank you very much. I am Kathy Darling, and I am so very happy to be here with all of you at this Faith Walkers Conference. I will be sharing my bio in just a couple minutes, so bear with me. And also, please just bear with me, as I usually have a little brain fog going on these days, partly menopause, partly other things. So I have to put my thoughts on paper and just read them to you. But anyway, I would like to just finish up these remaining minutes and personally share some reflections centered around one recurring theme that has taken place not only most recently in my life, but also looking back and realizing it's actually been the theme of my entire 40-year journey of knowing Christ as my Savior. And it's been an honor of reaching that 40-year mark this past July. And I want to just first say that I praise God for drawing me to Himself at the age of 15 back in 1972, and for His faithfulness to me throughout all these years, and even still more now, as I continue serving Him along with my husband Mark, married to him for 33 years, and my family of four children, three married, one almost engaged, and that's the best way to put it, I guess. Six beautiful grandchildren and another one on the way through our local church at the Rock of Minneapolis. This recurring theme in my faith walking journey has been having the earnest desire to know God better with a greater appreciation and awareness of His presence within me. Psalm 73, verse 28 says, "But as for me, how good it is to be near God." And Hebrews 11, 6 says, "For whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that He is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek Him out." And again, as I was recently reflecting back, especially to those first 4 years of my Christian journey, I realized that I didn't allow God much of the opportunity to speak to me to promote this nearness, because I wasn't involved in a local church where I could hear relevant messages being taught to me, nor was I spending much time reading my Bible to let God speak His truths to me. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So this began to take place in my life when I finally started attending church back in 1976, which happened to be a Great Commission church in Ames, Iowa, that God divinely led me to, and I'm forever grateful, as well as for the early godly influences that Neva Whitney, Don Bovermeyer, Thelma Clark, Nancy Rood, and Mary Knox all had on my personal life. So thank you, dear ladies of faith, if you're here. And it was there that I started consistently hearing the Word of God preached, making it more fully known to me, mostly through the pastors and the leaders, that I discovered the importance of developing the personal habit of reading God's Word and allowing it to richly satisfy my soul and comfort me and encourage me, to instruct me into the ways and purposes of God, and lead me forth to do His will, and also learning the importance to commune with Him all the day long in personal prayer and praise. This was a pivotal moment in my life to really help me to better know my Savior and to more fully develop my enduring faith and have a greater appreciation of Him through those many times of great blessings in my life, and through those many times of great testing and adversities throughout this journey so far. A special verse that I found just a few years ago in Philippians 3:10 in the Amplified Version reads, "My determined purpose is that I may know Him that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. And one of the real practical ways for me to experience this growing nearness throughout these years, and ever so much more now, has been to not only have a consistent quiet time in the mornings with prayer and praise and reading God's word and special devotionals, but also to keep myself in a prayerful mode and a thankful mode and a trusting mode all the day long by simply quoting parts of Bible verses to myself and speaking to the Lord through simple phrases and shortened version prayers. And all this I do to stay close to Jesus and focused on his purposes and to keep me from caving in to doubts and discouragements and other negative emotions, because they'll come throughout the whole day, as well as helping me to maintain a resolve to stay strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. I thought I'd share several samples of these frequent phrases with you. And many times I'll include other people's names in these, but for now, I'll just keep them personal. So I'll share the phrase, and then I'll pause, and I'll say the word Selah, which means pause. So here goes. Thank you, Lord, for a brand new day and fresh new reasons to praise your name, Selah. Lord, be my strength right now. You're all I need. Thank you for your power that shows up best in my weakness, Selah. Lord, bless my efforts and make them successful, Selah. God, thank you that your grace is sufficient for my fluctuating needs right now, Selah. Lord, I don't understand why this is happening, but I praise you for being the blessed controller of my life, Selah. Lord, help me to be a wife suitable to meet my husband's needs right now, Selah. I'm trusting you, Lord, saying you are my God. My times are in your hands, Selah. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Help me to let go of this and forget about it just as you have and just move forward, Selah. I myself no longer live, but Christ lives within me. So I live my life in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Selah. Thank you, God, that you are with me and nothing can shake me, Selah. Oh, greater is he that is in me than he is that is in the world, Selah. Lord, if it's your will, would you please open up this door of opportunity for me now? Selah. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Selah. God, please help me let the past go and let it rest in your sweet embrace. Selah. I'm so pain-weary right now, yet I'm still so happy in you, Lord. Selah. Please, God. Sorry, I did that one. Here we go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Selah. My friend, Nikki Patterson, if she were to express these phrases, she would do it in a much more dramatic way. And so would my husband, Mark. But I am me, and she is she, and he is he, and you are you. And God has a perfect way of just accepting each one of us just as we are, and how we express ourselves and how we commune with him. It doesn't matter. And finally, in peace, I will both lie down and rest, trusting in you, Lord, to take care of all the rest. Selah. I'm truly grateful that as I continue to commune with God in this way and combine it with my morning devotional time, that he continues to bring to me a more peace-filled mind and heart, and a growing sense of joy and appreciation for his loving and active presence in my life, and to be able to hear him freshly whisper to my heart these words of promise from Genesis 28, verse 15. I am with you and will keep watch over you with care wherever you may go. Moms, I think that's a good one to teach to your children, that verse. I'd like to close now in a special prayer that I formulated by taking several segments of prayers, all coming from the 31 Days of Praise devotional book written by the late author Ruth Myers. Wonderful, wonderful lady she is. So, ladies, what I'd like you to do is if you could please just join hands right now with those sitting nearest you. And when we close, you can take a few minutes to visit and interact. Just be aware that the band might be coming in shortly, soon after here to get set up. But just be aware, but feel free to hang around and visit for a little bit with one another. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, we celebrate today our high calling of knowing you and making you known. Thank you that we are a part of a vast army of people around the world, people who live in full-faced touch with your Son and move your mighty hand to bring about your gracious purposes. And we glorify you for giving us your Holy Spirit to fill and empower us, and for promising to be with us always. And we exalt before you our mighty King, because you are eternal and never changing in your truth, the one reliable foundation for our thinking and our living. We praise you that Christ is not a weak person outside us, but a tremendous power inside us, and that with confidence and joy, we can look forward to actually becoming all that you have in mind for us to be, and that you will faithfully guide us throughout our lives as we seek to do your will. We praise you, Heavenly Father, that you have chosen us and you have personally planted each of us to be just where we are today, that we might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that our fruit may be lasting and for your glory. May our lives of service to you continue to be the way that we say thank you for your inexpressibly wonderful salvation. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. For you are worthy, Lord, worthy to be thanked and praised and worshiped and adored. And finally, Heavenly Father, we thank you for each of these dear ladies up here and their faith stories shared with us, so that we can learn from them and glean from them. And Lord, may each of us here today look intently into your word day by day with a longing to know you better, to delight in you more constantly, and to do your will at all times. May our hearts continue to overflow with peace and joy and thanksgiving as we draw nearer to you, our Savior. We love you, Lord. You are our strength. go with us now in Jesus' name. Amen.